The meeting to order. First order of business is approving a whole bunch of minutes from the 14th, 14th, 27th, 27th, and 27th.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Department request, public defender.
Good morning again. I'm here this morning to request that we be granted permission to accept and appropriate the DCJS Aided Defense for Discovery Grant in the amount of $232,908. This is a bookend to the first round of grants last year. We received both the Aided Discovery and a supplemental grant, and last month we put forth the supplemental, and this is the discovery part.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Any questions?
Does this have a sunset provision in terms of the spending it?
It almost sounds like a contract. And the term here is April 1 of 25 to 3/31 of 26.
The hope is that, like with the discovery grants that they've done for the district attorney, that the state will keep allocating them. They're not like ILS or anything like that, where it's required that they give it, but they did as part of their budget. The hope is that they continue. There's no sign yet that they're not going to in the future, but as finances get tighter with all the federal cuts, this is one that I'd put on the marginal.
If we allocate it, though, to something, then we have the money. It's not like they're going to say, oh, never mind.
Correct. So once we sign, like, this money is good.
Okay.
It's, you know, once that sunset date.
I think finance already has the check, right? It's been deposited, so we have the funds to.
Okay.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tim.
Good morning. I'd like to request a transfer from the contingency fund to the coroner's budget in the amount of $52,000. This would be to cover medical examiner fees and testing fees for our autopsies.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. County clerk.
Need me again?
Mortgage tax. Is there a motion?
Motion.
There a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you, Judy.
Easy enough.
Community services.
Hello.
Morning.
Morning.
I'm here to talk about petty cash again.
A lot of work for that, huh?
Sorry?
A lot of work to get the petty cash, huh?
Yeah. We have to pull back what I asked for in July. So what we're requesting is to create two petty cash accounts, one for the Corning Clinic for $100, one for the Compere program for $300, and to close Canisteo Valley. That program's no longer open.
So moved. Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And we'd also like to accept a COLA in the amount of $7,804.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sheriff.
Morning.
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 I'm looking to accept the 25-26 high visibility engagement campaign. Amount of $18,500. $5,500 goes into our overtime. $13,000 is for our partner agencies' overtime.
Sheriff, what exactly is that for?
So this is the high visibility engagement campaign for Stop DWI, where we go out and we do enforcement in partnership with another agency.
Yep. Yep. Thank you. I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
IT. Any things we heard earlier? The tough books.
Hello again. Again, asking to purchase MDTs from my capital budget for the Sheriff's Department.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Elections. Same thing we heard before.
Yep.
Is there a motion?
Motion.
Second.
That's on the budget transfer. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Number two, five-year contract with Claire Pellet.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Number three, Polkway accessibility.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We're just going to change the rules.
They were listening. They
proposed changing the rules that if standing committee approves it, it just goes through.
Public Works.
Yeah. Want to do the same thing for me?
No.
Not
that easy.
Okay. We're requesting authorization to transfer $100,000 from the vehicle lease chargeback account 501-000-443-801 to major equipment. We had some funds left over. We can purchase a road broom with it this year that was on the request for major equipment for 26, so we can get ahead of that.
That's a new broom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, move.
Second.
And you have all of the funds necessary, the $100,000 to just transfer out of that?
Yes.
All right.
Does the broom cost $100, or is it?
It'll be close. It should be just under, but okay. It'll be in that vicinity.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And again, we had some leftover funds in our major equipment, so we're asking to add a mid-sized bulldozer, a wheel loader, two poly insert sanders, and heavy-duty truck with centerline broom. That's for our road striping crew. Bulldozer should be about 150. Wheel loader is about 220. The sanders about 20,000, and the centerline broom's about 110. So.
What about this motorized road broom that
you was covered by the?
That's what you just approved.
Okay,
that's what we just approved.
Yep. But
question: is like the bulldozer, the loader must be in a cab. Is a bulldozer in a cab too, or not?
No, this will be for the bridge division. So this is the small bulldozer that cleans the creek out on the lower side when we do our bridge repairs.
So it doesn't have a cab and all that.
No, it'll have limb risers and protection guards around the cab for the operator.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions?
So this was equipment you were looking to get that you hadn't, or this is new equipment?
This is going to upgrade. The bulldozer is an upgrade from 1992 that's currently on staff that's got almost 10,000 hours on it that we've had a lot of problems with. Wheel loaders, every shop has two, so we have 18 wheel loaders on staff. We have some older units that are early 90s. This is just part of the maintenance and repair, you know, like instead of spending a lot of money on these old units.
Right, so we're just going to sell the old ones if
exactly,
we can.
Exactly, yeah.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Third item is requesting additional funds to go into the disaster response flood 824. We're requesting $1 million to be transferred into that flood account from the D account. This is to cover negative expenses we have incurred of $382,491.36 where we'd spent money fighting the flood, and those accounts are negative. That'll balance that out. We had a category B, which was the woody debris that we collected from all the bridges. We had to have a tub grinder come into the landfill and grind all that up. That's reimbursable by FEMA. That was for $200,000 of it. And the remaining $417,509 will go into the riprap account, so that we can continue on until ground freezes up. putting new protection walls around the wing walls of the bridges. And then in the spring, we'll have working capital to start again.
Tomo.
Second.
So this goes into a capital.
Flood 824 account. Yeah. It's a separate account just to fight the flood response, and everything that we do, it'll be collected by myself and Andy Barbato, submitted to FEMA. We'll get 75% reimbursement of everything we do on this flood 824. The other one was 100%. This time it's only 75.
But didn't we create an emergency reserve account? How is that different?
Yeah.
What this is?
Because this is specifically accounted separately. So that would be like the sub account. So the emergency flood, you would then appropriate to this for project tracking. One of the things that is tracked in here are salary, wages, benefits, overtime related to the time people spent. So when they clock in responding to this, they go to that pay code and that's reimbursed as well. Okay. But so that's a reserve fund. This would be a capital project.
Okay.
And this one is a capital project.
And it's coming out of the DA what?
The D fund.
D fund. All right. Do we have a motion?
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Fourth is requesting authorization to add a new expense line, LTPUPGRADE, to leachate treatment plant capital project and appropriate $318,000. This is the expense line to leachate treatment plant capital project and reallocate unspent funds from within the capital project to cover the $318,000 that we owe in local shares of the $25,318,000 grant from New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation to upgrade the leachate pretreatment facility to treat the PFAS, forever chemicals, and emerging contaminants.
So this is our share of the $25 million grant.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and the state is at the point where they want to see it actually on our books.
Okay. Is there a motion?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Finance.
Morning. Thank you.
Certainly had a lot of transfers.
It's that time of year.
Yeah.
End of the year stuff.
$2, $5.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
What do we got here?
Okay. So the usual monthly reports for the budget amendments, transfer report, and your purchase order report, along with the tax corrections under $2,500, have been submitted. Are there any specific questions to those reports?
I just had the one on the tax corrections, the last one, State of New York, Bath Village, correction of exemption. What is that, Bath Village?
Yep, I do.
I don't know what specific parcel this is, but it was a tax that was put on a property owned by the state of New York, and it shouldn't have been put on, essentially.
So that was done by the Bath Village Assessment Office?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Did anyone else have any other questions on those reports?
No.
Nope. Okay. Fund balance.
Fund balance. So hopefully we can have a better discussion. So I put together just a short presentation, one to start off to talk about where we anticipate ending 2025 with our fund balance, and then just some additional financial analytics for the budget process, the season that we're in. So the general fund, and what you're looking at here is just the general fund being our biggest unreserved. The general fund actually has four different types of fund balance reserve. We have non-spendable, which is at year end comprised of the value of inventory and prepaid expenses. We have restricted, which is not available for new spending as it has been designated by an outside source or through the establishment of a specially designed reserve. We have assigned, and in the chart below, I broke those two out. We carry $4.5 million in large healthcare claims. And then the amount under assigned is always the amount that we have reserved for the following year's budget. So when you look at our financial statements at the end of the year, this ties back to that, and this is how you're going to see the assigned broken out. And then you have the unassigned amount, and that is the monies available for spending at the county's discretion. So if you look at the chart here, the unassigned, you can see in 2022, we ended up with $99 million, 2023 at $102 million. 2024 at 98. And I estimate that we're going to end 25 at 79 million. Now, that accounts for the 19 million that we moved from the unassigned to the reserve accounts in October. And then I estimate that we are going to have a positive change between 24 and 25 of almost $2 million. Even with that anticipated estimated change, that puts our unassigned fund balance into specs of our new policy of the 50%. So that line item is in here underneath the chart. So let's talk about how we got to the positive $1.9 million change. The first thing that I wanted to look at were the revenues and expenses, operating revenues and expenses year over year. You can see that, expenses, I'll say, are relatively similar year over year. 2024, we had a real drop from 23. I anticipate bringing in some more revenue in 25 than we did. And those increases are 1.5 for, I'm estimating revenues increases roughly 1.5. So some items are going to go up, some items are going to go down. The places that we're seeing an increase are in the tax revenue, interest earnings, and sales tax, but we're seeing an overall decrease right now and what we estimate for year end in things like federal, state, and local aid. So these are your client-based aidables. And right now, what we're seeing in the financials is that the trend is lower than it has been. So some ups and some downs in your revenue. Then we look at expenses year over year, and we have had excess revenue, which is your third line down, excess revenue year over year. Now, I know that nobody likes to continue to talk about COVID, but when you go back and look in history at your 21s and your 22s and even your 23s, you are looking at some of the additional COVID money coming in. Mm. You're also looking at lower expenses because you aren't having people on site and that kind of thing. I hated to even say it. I'm sorry. Then you have to look at your transfers out. So your transfers out are the monies that you're going to spend during the budget season and during the year to help the county and the other funds complete projects, or in the case of a natural disaster, areas where you're helping them with some funding. So you can see that the transfers out here, other than in 2023, which you'll see on the next chart, was your $8 million in the broadband project, that these are fairly similar year over year in what you're funding. So I took a look at in change in fund balance. I took a look at what's going on with expenses and what I anticipated for year end. So here's the thing when you look at expenses for the county. Areas like year over year, areas like your public safety, your general government, your health, your transportation, they're all, they increase each year, but the increase percentages are all very small, and as one would expect, and you know, they sort of creep along very slowly. When you look at areas like your economic assistance, so your client-based services, that's really where your wilder swings are going to be. So I took a look. I looked at how much in fringe benefit and salary we had left, what's been billed, what might still be outstanding, and I came up with total expenses of 180. Okay, then I wanted to present some additional financial information. So the chart on the second page is your historical information on actual revenues versus actual expenses with an estimated 25. Again, the same numbers that you're seeing on the front chart. And basically what this graph is telling us is that from 21 to 23, your revenues were far exceeding your expenses. But starting with last year and the trend continuing into this year is that your revenues and your expenses are starting to become much closer. On the final page, your historical information on transfers out of the general fund, again, with an estimated 2025. So right now we have about $2.3 million for 2025, and I took it up a couple of million because we are in the time of year when departments are trying to transfer money within their budgets that they've already been given. And budgets are tight at the end of the year, and we've already seen some departments come back and ask for contingency money to help them get through to December. I anticipate that there will be other departments, possibly like we saw out of public health last year with childcare tuition costs, that may come back and need some additional funding to get through the rest of the year. If we don't spend the whole 4.3 in 25, then that's just more money that we will have excess revenue over expense. And then I wanted to do just a salary and fringe benefit estimation. And again, you know, the blue is wages, the red is benefits. And you can see that there is an upward trend. Benefits look fairly stagnant, but certainly an upward trend on wages as one would anticipate. But again, I'm gonna say we're not looking at dramatic increases. We're looking at fairly reasonable increases across the board.
So we know that the market-based increases that we agreed to in the bargaining units
over the years. I mean, that drives the wages number. Mm-hmm. I'm really surprised at the fringe benefits, given that we know we also see about a 10 to 12% increase every year in health insurance, that the fringe benefits is holding pretty steady.
These are actuals, right?
Actuals until 25, and that's an estimation. And you're right. I was a little surprised at that as well. But when you really think about the two big drivers of fringe benefits, it's your healthcare and your ERS retirement. And the ERS is always so dependent on, right. And what type of employee do you have here? So anybody new coming in is coming in at the tier six, which is much less, much less expensive than a tier three or four. So I agree. I noticed that as well, but those are the two big driving factors.
I would say the other thing is vacancies, you know, still being in a position where even with the market rates, we're doing better. And I note that in my budget presentation for later in the week that we're doing better in terms of recruitment and vacancies. But I think a function definitely over 22, 23, 24 is, you know, costs have gone up, but headcount hasn't.
Right. Yeah. The chart above that with the transfers out, that not only is 2023 include the ARPA for broadband, but it must also include the highway buildings project.
It probably includes all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would think so.
Yeah.
But this is very good.
But I'm glad. If you like it, I will update it each year.
Yeah. It's very helpful and having the multiple years of history versus forecasts is also helpful because you know the history is correct.
Right. Right.
So any questions on this?
In that ARPA, we put money to the fairgrounds too, didn't we? In that ARPA.
Yeah, a bunch.
$50,000.
No, that was like $250,000.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was a pretty good chunk.
Yeah, that includes all of those. I think when you look at those outside agencies, I think it was $600,000 between soil and water, the fairgrounds, the few others that we did.
Yeah. We did several there. But we had to spend it or give it back to the government.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Any other questions on this for Stacy?
I did have a question on expenses between, on the first page, 2024 and 25, with the amount of wages and everything we've spent, that's surprising.
Decreasing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the a lot of it is the function of COVID being baked into and then coming out.
What was that again?
Our COVID spend, because for all the programs, if you remember public health, we spent a couple $1 million between tests and supplies for schools, and then the associated revenue goes away, so expense goes down.
I think it's that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Stacy.
I had one thing, our change in fund balance, we actually had a negative in 2024.
Correct.
Yeah. So we're projecting a positive, even though we're going to be drawing from some, we expect that basically the levy will be more than what we need.
We expect to add to fund balance. And as Stacy mentioned, interest earnings.
For 25, because the interest earnings are so much.
Right.
But 26, we'll likely see a negative in the fund balance.
That would be my guess right now.
See, that's why I like her line where she says the part that's assigned is next year's budget.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we're sticking towards the budget.
Right.
One of the comments in the audit report was that you don't spend what you put in your budget, but we have to make the thing balance in order to pass a budget.
Right.
Right. And one of the things that I learned very quickly when I came to the county is that the county spends in millions. Every discussion that you have is in millions, and it goes very quickly, right? One disaster or one real need of a building or something like that, it goes very quickly.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hi again. Have three property matters. I sent a memo out on these three items as kind of a cleanup of you know, these three properties between me and real property. The assessors have essentially deleted these parcels. The first two are, I think we've talked about them before, these slash parcels where it's usually a situation where there's mobile homes, multiple mobile homes, and in order for the people who are residing in the mobile homes to get qualify for an exemption, and so the exemption can be partially applied, is kind of the reason we have the slash parcels. So this is a cleanup of those. On the summary on the second page, I kind of have listed what the taxes are that are owed. And I also identify the original bill because some of these are pretty small amounts. But we consider these uncollectible. In the case of the one property, the last one in the town of Troopsburg, that's a gas well that's been capped. So there's essentially nothing to foreclose on there. And same situation with the first two. So the action I'm looking to have you take is basically what I've summarized on the right-hand side of the second page. And it's generally speaking, a cancellation of void town and county taxes issuing a certificate of withdrawal for these three parcels.
So then does that mean we have to give the townships, like, make them whole on the, if we didn't collect on them? I think we already do, don't we?
We already do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already would have.
So we don't have to make any action on that then. Yeah. It's just.
Okay. I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any questions on those? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. That's all I had.
Thank you, Mitch.
Same item from admin, looking to appropriate 2025 revenue in the amount of $126,524.43 for the assigned council program.
I'll make the motion.
Your second? I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
And I had from AIP, AIP did approve an allocation to the Steuben County Loan Fund in the amount of $200,000. And the recommendation and the motion from that committee is to have that come from unassigned fund balance.
I wasn't at AIP. Can you give me a little more detail on that, Jack?
Sure. So this was a program initially envisioned and started in March of 2020.
COVID.
Yeah, from COVID, before the feds came in with their programs with PPP and other programs. So it wasn't really being utilized because the Fed program was healthier.
Better.
Yeah, better than the local program. So REDEC, in partnership with the IDA, came here probably 2022 or so, and changed it to a small business grant program. It's a combination loan with a forgivable grant. So 30K total, 15 could be forgiven and converted into the form of a grant.
Right.
Lindsay from REDEC presented at AIP. It's been very, very successful. Number of projects that small businesses use to revitalize structures. A lot of it is infrastructure building improvements. And so this fund is almost out of money. And so they are looking to, because it is so successful and it goes, you know, directly to our small businesses, they're looking to keep this program going. And so they'd be looking for $200,000 from us, $200,000 from the IDA.
Right. Did they take care of the discharges of the mortgages for the forgiveness portion? Because I know that's a problem when I.
I don't know. Yes. Okay.
Okay. All right. That's something niche for me because I run into those things where they say, well, there's forgiven, but there's no discharge. And
Oh, okay.
depending on what attorney you deal with, you have issues with that. So I just want to make sure if they're forgiving it, that they're officially doing it in the county records as well.
Yeah, Chris is on the REDEC board.
Good. I'll make the motion then.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Any other comments or questions, Mr. Swackhammer?
No comments.
No comments?
Thank you for asking.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
I figured I had to second that.
Yeah.
He wasn't looking like he didn't second anything.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Yep.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Remember, budget presentation is Friday at 10 a.m.?
You won't want to miss that.